This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley, and we appreciate you being with us. Well, we're going to start out today with our good friends from Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. As we have heard over the last few years, we have used Lone Tree for about 15 years. Recently, we lost our 14-year-old Golden Retriever and really thought it'd be a while. And I know many of you listening have probably been through this before you get another dog. But then, after a few weeks, just really missed having that dog in the home. So we decided to get a puppy and got a new Golden Retriever puppy named Gracie. And wow, what an experience to have a puppy in the house if you haven't had one in a while. And we quickly enrolled in the Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center's puppy classes with Eric Gillespie, and Eric's been a dog trainer there for a number of years, has a ton of experience. So Eric, hey, I wanted to get you on a little bit. We were in your puppy class last night, so thanks for joining us. How are you?
Outstanding. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. So, boy, I tell you, you know, and it's so funny. I think about interviews I did with you in the past, and I've said it just this way. So you want to get a puppy, you need to think about what. And, man, I wish I would have gone back and listened to that podcast a number of times. But it is an experience, and everybody needs to be ready. But, and, you know, I know as, hey, we got 20 people in a class. I mean, there's a lot of people that get dogs every day. So what would you say to people, again, hey, and whether it be a cat, dog, whatever, puppy, older dog, whatever, you're getting a pet, here are some things you need to think through.
Sure. I think lifestyle and the dog's activity level need to match at least somewhat. You know, a lot of times when people get a huge German Shepherd and they're an older person, they might be compromised with walking, it's just not a good fit. Making sure that the dog fits your lifestyle, I think, is important. Obviously, you know, if you live in an apartment, you want a dog that is applicable to that environment. I think that also the thing to remember when you get a puppy is to have lots of patience, a good attitude, a good sense of humor, and understand there's probably going to be collateral damage in your home. It's part of having a puppy is they pee, poop, and chew stuff, you know. Being prepared for that and having a good attitude about it is, I think, half the battle. Making sure that you keep your dog nice and tired with exercise and stimulation, I think, is really, really important and often overlooked. The stimulation doesn't necessarily and probably shouldn't come from all dogs, meaning not a ton of dog parks and not a ton of dog play.
Right.
I think making sure that the owner is in charge of the stimulation and the exercise is really important.
Absolutely. So, for those that haven't caught you on the show before, talk a little about your background and how you even got into this and how long you've been doing it.
Great. I've been a dog person for most of my life. My father had dogs growing up. You know, I had Gordon Setters. I just trained an Irish Setter last weekend, he was just a wonderful dog. It took me back. But I grew up with Gordon Setters hunting dogs. When I became an adult, so to speak, I moved to Seattle and started my life, and I got involved with a place out there called the Academy of Canine Behavior. You know, not to badmouth anybody, but that was back in the day when all we really used was punishment. And I found it to be, you know, it's not very fun to punish a dog, first of all. And second of all, it really didn't work very well. It wasn't very effective. I knew that I wanted to go into dog training and make it be a really, really effective tool for people. And I wanted to learn more about it. So when I moved to Colorado here, I got really involved in certified professional dog training. I got certified. The Lone Tree Vet has been gracious enough to really let me do my own thing here. Nancy and Dr. Moyle have always encouraged me to grow and get better at my occupation, much as they do.
Right.
And I got into certified professional dog training, scientific-based training, and I found it was so much more effective and fun, and people got to see the results, which was really cool. Much like last night, right?
Sure.
Believe it. You really get to see the light bulb sort of go off on your dog's head. Now, as far as, you know, my personal experience with dogs, I have three dogs. I have a boxer named Lulu. She is 10, almost 10. I think you've actually met her.
Right.
And then I have Knuckles. He's my American Staffordshire Terrier, a.k.a. a pit bull. And then I have Kitty, who is my American Pit Bull Terrier. And we do a lot of dog stuff with them. You know, Lulu's kind of my work dog. Knuckles is becoming my work dog, but he's a really good hiking dog. And Kitty likes to pull weight. We've been doing weight pull with her, and she really likes it. So even after I work all these hours at Lone Tree Vet, and then I get off work, I generally go home and hang out with my dogs.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, man, there's so much to talk about. But, I mean, when you go to your class, and here's what's so, you know, unusual. I mean, I don't care how old you are, how many dogs you've had. You said something so interesting last night that you said, you know, hey, dogs don't speak English. They don't know
right.
what words we're doing. And yet we'll sit there and repeat different long phrases for commands and different things over and over and quickly. And we don't give the dog, you know, and we're just saying dogs in this case because that's what we're talking about. But you don't give that dog time to even process a command
Absolutely.
Before you're repeating it.
And the dangerous part of that, not the dangerous, but the ineffective part of that or ineffective part of that is that we don't really understand behavior very well as lay people. And we have to understand that we are teaching them the behavior. The word is going to come later, but we're really just teaching them what to do when they hear certain words. And people have trained in different languages since the beginning of time, so words aren't very important, but it's really important that we understand that there is something that we're trying to add, meaning a cue, or we used to call it a command, a word or a signal, and we have to be very mindful of making sure that that signal that we're using is really the one that goes with the behavior that we're trying to teach. For instance, a lot of people will say, sit, 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 and the dog doesn't respond.
Mm-hmm.
So then they'll take their hand and they'll raise their hand up and say, sit. At that point, the cue for the dog to put their bottom on the ground is simply the hand going up. So the dog never learns to understand the word, or learns to understand the word a little bit slower. But they do understand that hand going up, because that's usually where food is. So
sure.
In my classes, I really focus on trying to make sure that we're not always luring, and really mindful of making sure that the word goes with the behavior.
Right. Eric Gillespie's our guest. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is the place. They're located at 8681 Lincoln Avenue, and their number is 303-708-8050. You can check out the website, lonetreevet.com. They've got a great website. And look, you know, I mean, we'll go anywhere for our own health care and maybe drive extra. And I don't care where you live. You're in that metro area and out south at all, I'm telling you, I highly recommend Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. I mean, they cover it all from the boarding side, the training, which we're talking about. They've got a cat lodge. So preventative care, internal medicine, dentistry, pain management. I mean, they do it all and have just been great for us. So if you're looking for a good veterinary medical center, again, I hope you'll give Lone Tree a call and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio. Now, you know, it's so funny when you walk in that first night we did last Tuesday, you look at everybody, and everybody kind of has that same look on their face, like, oh, my gosh, what have I done? And so there's probably, you know, three or four things that are key with everyone. And one of the first things is potty training, and everybody's talking about puppies. So kind of walk us through that a little bit.
Sure, sure. I think that that's one of the easiest ways to house train your dog or potty train your dog, whatever words you want to use, is a crate. And a crate doesn't necessarily have to be a negative thing. A lot of people think it is. One of the things I do with any puppy that I raise, and I really recommend doing it, is hide the treats in the crate. If the treats come from the crate, you're doing two really good things. You're lowering the likelihood that the dog's going to eliminate in that crate because they've associated it with food. And you're also making that crate be a wonderful place for them to be. When you potty train your dog, you want to take them out first thing in the morning, and when they go potty, you want to have what I call a potty party. So you're going to use a secondary reinforcer, meaning the word good. So good potty, good potty, good potty, and lots of food. If they don't go potty outside during the time you want them to, usually 5 or 10 minutes, I take them right back inside. I'll put them back in the crate for a few minutes, and then I'll try again. The idea here is not to punish, but to make them so that to put them in a situation where they're more likely to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things to stay away from, which is kind of an old school technique, is scolding. When we scold dogs for potty and in the house, really all we teach them is don't go potty in the house when there's a human being around.
Right.
We're not really teaching them not to go potty in the house.
Hmm.
So lots of praise and lots of patience.
Absolutely, you know. So this, you know, behavioral training, we'll call it, is really, I mean, when you've been talking about the relationship starting with you and your dog, I mean, that's where it starts. And this is what I think that's cool.
Sure.
Most of the people in the class, you know, their dogs are anywhere from 9, 10 weeks to a couple of months. But I think it's very important to start early, not only for your dog's sake, but for your sake as the dog owner, right?
For your own sanity, yeah. One of my sayings, you know, is well-trained dogs just, they don't get into as much trouble, you know? So I think having some really consistent ground rules right from the beginning, even before you bring home the puppy, is the puppy allowed to jump on you, for instance? That's a common question. And my answer to that is, well, if it's okay with you and your family, and you know that your dog's going to jump probably on everybody, no skin off my nose. You're not losing, you know, any sort of dominance points. But I think making sure that you're consistent in your expectations of the dog at a very early age is important in sticking to them. You know, patience is really important. And one of the tools that I think is often overlooked, is letting a dog drag a leash around. So a dog trainer a long time ago, his name was John Rogerson, came up with what we called the house line. People have been using it for centuries, but it kind of fell out of favor. What people do is you just drag a leash around the house. Have your dog drag a leash around the house, excuse me. Whenever your dog does something you kind of don't like, I would grab the leash, tie it to something that won't move, and ignore that behavior for 30 seconds to a couple minutes after the dog quits doing it. The idea here is if you withdraw attention from a dog and you don't give attention to a certain behavior, mm-hmm. they generally will quit doing it. This is really relevant the younger the dog is. So back to your original point, starting when they're real young is really important when you're trying to curb unwanted behaviors.
Sure. Eric Gillespie is our guest. Once again, it's Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And listen, this is a great, beautiful 16,000 square foot, two-story facility there in Lone Tree. And they offer it all, as I mentioned before, from the training, the boarding, of course, the veterinary side, internal medicine, pain management. They have a cat lodge. But if you've got a puppy, I'm telling you, or a dog, really, that you want to get trained, I give the highest regards here to Eric. He is really helping us. And I promise you, it'll make a better relationship for you and your dog. I promise you that. A couple minutes left here. So what about those that maybe, you know, it is 3 to 6 months down the road? How do you change from what we're going through right now when a dog is a little bit older? Anything different, or do you just start back at those basics that you're going through with us?
I think learning can happen at any age. I think the retention of the dog starts at about 3 or 4 months, probably more closer to 4 months, meaning how well they remember things. Sometimes it's just going to take more repetitions than others, depending upon age, breed, distraction level, and things like that. I would start back at the basics no matter what age they are.
Okay.
Different people are, and different relationships are going to have, you know, different expectations and things they want. I'll use my own situation, for instance. When I take Knuckles up for a hike, there's three things that I want him to do well. I want him to wait, meaning stop moving forward. I want him to come when called, and if I tell him to leave it, I want him to look at me. So everybody's going to have different behaviors, but I think getting down to the basics of behaviors and understanding how it works is the key to making sure that you have a good relationship.
Right. Well, Eric, hey, I know you're tight on schedule, so we will try to do this a couple of times a month with you because I think it's going to be a big help to everyone. So we appreciate it. Thanks for all your help to us and Gracie. And, man, we'll look forward to seeing you next week for our next class.
I'm looking forward to it too, Scott.
All right, bud. Thank you. That's Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center trainer Eric Gillespie, 303-708-8050. Check out their website, lonetreevet.com. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireService.com.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Appreciate you being with us. My name is Scott Watley. We're going to go to the phones now and talk to our good friend Aaron Casey. Now, mostly you hear Aaron on our Sportsman of Colorado show that airs on Saturdays. Here right on KLZ 560 from 1 to 2, but we've got an extra special event coming up, and I wanted to get Aaron on to our weekday audience as well. So, Aaron, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Phoenix Weaponry, great company, now located in Berthoud, Colorado, and they build precision firearms and have been a great friend of our show for a number of years now. And we love the partnership that we have with Aaron. And Aaron is going to be kind of sponsoring a big banquet here for Friends of the NRA in Fort Collins. That will be Saturday night, August 17th at 5 p.m. So, Aaron, tell us a little about the evening.
We're going to have a nice banquet, live auction, good dinner. Marriott always has a beautiful ballroom for us to hang out at. And the proceeds that we generate from this event go to the 4-H shooting sports. They go to the Outdoor Buddies, Fathers in the Field, and other charities like that. So most of the grant money that these people apply for comes from out of these banquets. So we're looking forward to helping them with all of their, you know, needs for next year.
Okay, good deal. And you may not, again, know all the different items you may have for silent auction, but any couple of things you can mention?
We're going to have a concealed carry purse game along with a concealed carry class. We have BATF e-game, so a rifle, ammunition, and some other stuff for that. And then we have usually a cupcake game that my daughters run and several other fun games, and, of course, the live auction. So it should be good times. And I think we have a door prize this year of, like, a Google Chromebook or something like that. So,
hey, and I tell you what, even if you don't win the game, those cupcakes, your daughters make are very good.
If I could get them to quit buying them.
I know.
They keep buying them. I'm like, yes.
Man alive. Yeah, they do very, very well there. So, again, here's what you need to do. Go to friendsofthenra.org. You can click on events there. The first one that will come up for Colorado will be this one. It is August 17th at 5 o'clock. And have a great, great dinner. And maybe you're a company out there, or maybe you'd like to sponsor a table to help us out. You can give Aaron a call if you've got questions, 720-340-2496. Needless to say, with the events of the past week or so, where Second Amendment and guns are under attack, so to speak. So we need all the help we can get. And so if you're a corporate company out there and maybe you'd like to bring a sales team or some of your special sales folks to a great evening and a great dinner, this would be a good choice. And again, this will be the August 17th at 5 o'clock, and a lot of great things going on there. So, Aaron, flipping over here to the side of, you know, ARs, and always assault rifle seems to be the big term the media loves to use. What do you see in the forecast here? I mean, man, what can people do? Because ARs are not the problem.
Well, I mean, you got a lot of issues, you know, and society is going to have to make some serious decisions on what's important to us and if life has value or not, is really the way I see it. It's, you know, these weapons have been around for, you know, 50, 60 years now. They've already banned them in many places. The California mess, you know, the drum was already banned. The weapon was banned. You know, there has to be some, you know, Trump has already signed on. He's going to push the red flag and some other stuff, and universal background checks. So we'll see what comes out of the politics. But, you know, they're not going to let, you know, any of this go to waste, so to speak. It's just going to be, it's going to be quite the mess for a while.
Right.
So.
And I'm going to make sure I'm right in this, but I heard someone the other day, of course, the media, they'll say things that are completely false. And one lady says, well, you know, you shouldn't just be able to go to a gun show and buy a gun without a background check. And I mean, like, you know, I don't know every state, and not that I expect you to either, but I know here you got to go through a background check to buy a gun.
Yeah, there's no private party transfers here in the state. There's no transfers at gun shows without a background check. No transfers at dealerships without a background check. But you know, it's never going to be enough.
Yeah, and you know, suppressors. Let's talk about suppressors a little bit. You guys do a great job with suppressors, and what I love about what you do is, I mean, guy or gal can come right there and do all they need to do right there at your shop.
We do all your NFA paperwork, your fingerprints, your photographs, all the paperwork, the affidavits of identity, everything is all taken care of at the shop, and then it's a year wait. So yeah, we take care of everything for you, and you know, and there, it's not like the movies, you know, it's our goal is to make them hearing safe. They're not silent. Silencers are, you know, it's a scary name they put on them. That's why we call them suppressors, because that's more of what it's doing. It's a muffler. Your car does not end up silent with a muffler. You know,
sure.
It becomes unobnoxious. So mostly the same thing.
Gotcha. And talk just a minute about you know, the other side of Cerakoting and doing some of the other things you do.
Yeah, we do the gunsmithing. We've got 5 gunsmiths in-house. We have a full-time coating guy. We do Duracoat, Cerakote, any patterns, camo patterns for hunting. If you enjoy competition shooting, we do a lot of competition firearm work. So whether it's long range, defensive pistol, shotguns, whatever kind of competition you're into, we pretty much service all of them. So,
well, good deal. Well, again, Aaron Casey is putting on this banquet with Friends of the NRA, and we could use your help. It's going to be a fun night. And, again, if you're a company out there or you'd like to sponsor a table to help us out, give Aaron a call. He can give you all the details, 720-340-2496. And check out Phoenix Weaponry's website as well, phoenixweaponry.com. You can see all that they do. You can follow them on Facebook, Instagram as well. They do a nice job there, and they do a lot of things around the community for a lot of different things. Oh, I meant to ask you, and I've tried to get out there, but if you know, we just got a new puppy, and that's been a full-time deal.
Yeah.
Outdoor Buddies, they just had their clay shoot. How'd that go?
Yeah, it was actually, that was hugely attended. I mean, they actually were having to run 2 squads per stage, and they actually had to open up the wings on the stand. It was a great turnout. Larry and his crew did a great job.
Yeah, good.
I think they did very well. And you know, I've never seen that many people at one of their shoots yet. So it was great. It was good to see those guys out there, and a lot of our customers are out there. And so it was good to help out with that charity.
Well, sure. Well, good. Well, hey, appreciate all you did for them too. I know you were a big help for them as well.
We always try.
Absolutely. So get anything, other events you've got coming up for the shop you want to tell about?
I have no idea anymore.
Okay,
losing
no problem.
Track of days and weeks.
I got you. All right. Well, we'll get you back on here in a couple weeks and get your calendar lined out so we can let everybody know where you're going to be. But, hey, the most important date you need to know now is Saturday, August 17th, and that'll be at 5 o'clock in Fort Collins. And it's going to be a great, great night. You can call Aaron for more information, 720-340-2496, or just go to friendsofthenra.org, click on events, click on Colorado, and that will get you all the information that you do need. Unless you want to buy a table, and then, you'll need to call Aaron for that, 720-340-2496. So, Aaron, hey, man, we look forward to the night. Thanks for letting us be a part of it. And
enjoy you emceeing it for us.
We're going to try to make that a good night, so I appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Don't let mosquitoes disrupt your family fun at your next barbecue or keep the kids from camping out in the backyard. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I'm very happy that our outdoor activities have been mosquito-free for the last 4 years thanks to the fine folks at Mosquito Authority. Their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. And did you know when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections? At Mosquito Authority, they guarantee you won't be bothered by mosquitoes between treatments. And if you are, hey, all you have to do is call. They'll come back out, reassess your property, and if necessary, retreat at no additional charge. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watling. We appreciate you being with us. Glad to have back in studio our financial specialist and expert, Mr. David Cishan from Cishan Financial Services. They're with the Householder Group right here in the Denver Tech Center. David, always good to see you, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, Scott. Nice to be back.
You know,
It's amazing to me, and we kind of talked about this on a previous segment about how many people you meet, and you know, I'll just say in my age, you know, we'll say 60 and above now, that you ask them, are you where you thought you would be or really want to be financially? And very few people can say, yep, I'm exactly where I want to be, or I'm ahead of where I want to be. Most people put off this whole area of financial planning, which we talked about on our last show. But what do you say to those people out there that just, you know, keep putting it off, keep putting it off?
Well, you know, the end result, most people that come in or are interested in financial planning is really trying to find out and determine, do they have enough money to get through retirement?
Mm-hmm.
And again, when I first started my business, if people retired at 65, and if they made it to 72, that was pretty good. Well, now people are retiring at 60, either by purpose or not, circumstance, and they're living to 85, 90, 95, 100. And they're very concerned whether their money is going to last, their income is going to last. Husband and wives, you know, whatever their income is, if someone dies, they need at least typically 70% of what they were getting to make it through comfortably in retirement. Well, what normally happens that we see a lot of in the historic past has been husband and wife. Normally, the husband gets ill first. The wife spends a lot of money, even though they got health insurance, any special this or that, spends a lot of money, and then the husband passes on. And the wife is left there with a heck of a lot less income than she needs to survive on. And which is why when you walk into, for example, nursing homes, there are just a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate.
Sure.
But it's the key on this whole thing that is how much income do we have? How much cash flow? What can we bank on coming in? That Social Security check comes out on the 15th, or the pension comes in on the 12th, and so forth and so on. Do we have enough guaranteed fixed income to cover the expenses that we want and need? So that's the main thing that people are concerned with.
Right.
And it doesn't matter who they are. They're all concerned about it, whether they have a lot of money or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because even people with a lot of money don't have a lot of guaranteed income. They depend on the other assets that they can convert. And maybe they will, and it'll be great.
Sure.
But a lot of times circumstances eat into those assets. And all of a sudden, they're not as great as they were.
Right. Now, we've talked about this before where, you know, a lot of people think when you think of, hey, what's a financial planner do? A lot of people say they invest your money.
Right.
Well, there's a lot of different pieces of that, and we've talked about that. And one of the areas of this is about taxes.
Right.
So when we use words tax-free retirement, I mean, man, everybody just kind of goes to, wow, that would be very cool. But if you don't watch out, I mean, if you don't have that coach, that guide like yourself helping us, you may have saved a lot, but if you don't handle it all right, could all be eaten up in taxes or a lot, big majority.
Well, yeah, I mean, Uncle Sam is looking at every angle to get tax money out of our pocket, all right? There's already concerns that the federal estate tax, which is, we have a big exemption, we each have like $11.2 million or so, that if we die, Uncle Sam can't tax it effectively. Well, they're already talking about reducing that, trying to reduce that, getting it back to where it was. Well, where it was like $1 million years ago.
Okay.
But that's because they can't tax a lot of the estates. So taxation is critical. And what I tell our clients and what I tell people when we do our seminars and teach and so forth is you are in control of the amount of taxes you want to pay. Now, most people look at that comment and many of them don't believe it. But I take them back to 1912 when income tax came into being. There were four questions on the Internal Revenue Code. Four questions. Now there's 90,000 pages. There's a lot of opportunities in there for people to control the taxes they pay if they understand what their options are. The problem is most people don't get those options because if they're doing their own tax return, they're not paying attention normally to these other tools that are in the tax code.
Right.
And if they go to a tax preparer, the tax preparer is just trying to get the darn income tax done so they get their monies refunded back or they pay whatever they're paying. But there's no proactivity on
what you can do before the end of the year to reduce your taxes. I'm a firm believer that zero taxes is a good objective. Now, we can't all get to zero taxes, sure. Of course. We've got to pay our fair share. But we don't have to be overly patriotic either. There are tools that we can use to reduce this. For example, on our income. You know, most people have income that's taxed currently, even retirees. So maybe money's coming in from their pension that they're taking currently. Or maybe they're working part-time and they got W-2 income of some sort. And then they have deferred income. So maybe the rest of their assets in their 401k or IRA is not being distributed yet. So that's being deferred. And then the third area that people have is tax-free. And when I ask that question in every class, you know, what would you rather have of those three incomes? Which one would you rather have? Everybody says tax-free.
Sure.
Very few people know how to get it, or very few people get it. And so, again, with a little education, everybody can generate tax-free income. For example, this is a simple little thing, but people have IRAs and they have non-IRA accounts. Well, maybe it makes sense, depending on the circumstances, that in the IRA accounts, you have investments that are maybe some types of bonds or long-term bonds or strategic bonds, different types of things. They'll grow, but they don't grow as rapidly as, let's say, stocks and other assets that you have in your non-qualified account. So when you come to pay taxes on your IRAs, you're not growing it as rapidly, so you're not going to pay as much taxes. And those assets in your non-qualified accounts could be growing very rapidly or better. But when you take that out, it's long-term capital gains, not ordinary income like in the IRAs. Again, it's really understanding the client and their situation tax-wise to be able to tell them,
right,
you know, here are some options that you should look at. Now, I'm not a CPA and I'm not a tax preparer. I'm dangerous, but I don't do that. We have professionals that do that for our
right.
clients. But again, it's the
and that
idea.
That is one good thing. Let me, because that was going to be my next point. That is one thing, you know, when I do business with you is you kind of have a team around you, and while your client's not required to use your CPA or estate planner, to me, it's great to have someone, one, that's worked with you, knows your expectations of what all bases to cover.
Right.
And so they can come to you kind of for that one-stop shop for everything to get handled in a good way.
Yep, exactly. We look at all, because we have to look at all five of those areas, and it touches on legal, touches on accounting, you know, it touches on investments, it touches on insurance. I mean, one of the biggest problems we see with retirees is their automobile insurance and homeowners insurance. They are grossly underinsured, mm-hmm. or they're paying a tremendous amount of premium that they don't have to be paying.
Right.
And we have several situations where there's partial losses, say, on your home. Well, the adjuster comes out and says, Scott, yeah, you're covered. Don't worry about it. Works up his numbers and says, well, you're not covered to the magic number, which is 80% replacement. You're less. So instead of getting 100% your deductible, you're going to get 70 or 60%
mm-hmm.
less your deductible. And it eats their pocketbook right up. And there's no need of it. It's easy to solve.
Sure.
But if you don't address it, it just goes until you get hurt.
Right. We're talking about tax-free retirement. Again, David Cishan is our guest, Cishan Financial Services. His number, 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. He does offer a free consultation. Just mentioned you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio, and they'll get you in. So it must just kill you sometimes when people maybe come in and you look at maybe they've been paying a lot more taxes than they should have, and had they come seen you maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, you could have saved them a lot of money with just a couple of little things again.
Possible. Yeah, it's possible. And that's, but again, hindsight's always perfect too.
Right.
You know, and the good thing about it, as I tell clients, especially ones that, let's say, have more than the average coming in, you have the income to pay the tax. Just think if you didn't have the income and then they had to pay the tax.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't be very nice.
Sure.
You know, so again, tax-free, tax-advantageous tools for the average person is still important for them because, again, the more you keep in your pocket, the happier you're going to be. So we, again, don't have to be overly patriotic. We have to pay our fair share of taxes. But, again, there are tools set up to use you know, even if it is, for example, an IRA people have, well, does it make sense to convert it to a Roth? Because once you divorce the government from the IRA, now it's going to grow tax deferred and it's going to come out tax free forever. You know, forever is a long way. And it's a heck of a lot better than taxable, especially in the society that we're in now, in the economic scenario, where we owe billions and billions and billions, and the interest itself is eating us alive. Right. Where do you think they're going to come get the money? So if you have it in a tax-free forever account, it's forever.
Yeah. And another thing, David, and we talked about this on a previous show as well, he's really big into education and does a lot of seminars around, and as those come up, we'll be giving you dates. But if you'd like to know about those even, you can call the office, 720-482-1917, and talk with Stephanie, and she can maybe tell you about some of those upcoming dates. And what we want to tell you, these are educational seminars, and that's all they are. They are not deals to try designed to get you in and try to get you to sign up before you leave, all that. They are educational seminars that will teach you a lot of the things that we're talking about, you know, from taxes to estate planning to even you do some things even on just senior safety, so to speak, of just fraud things, too.
Absolutely.
So there's just so many things that he goes over in his seminars, so we highly, highly endorse those and recommend them. But give David a call at 720-482-1917 to learn more about this tax-free retirement. So, David, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
After an accident, think about flesh and Beck Law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation, but you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to have back in studio our good friend John Hinkle, Online Trading Academy, been with us a number of years. And, boy, just doing a great thing to help people. In this, boy, you talk about a volatile time in the market. This is it. But first of all, let's welcome John Hinkle to the show. John, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good to be here again,
Good
Scott.
To see you, sir. Good to see you. Man, it has been a little ups and down the hills here with the market, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've had a very volatile recent market. And you know, we live in volatile times. I mean, look at all the things you and I were talking before the show. You know, how much volatility there is, not just in the market, but it's also reflected in the politics and people's feelings around the country. And I don't see that ending anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't either at all. Yeah. You know, hey, kicking off new year here and all this, so you guys have been doing this for a number of years, and you've got centers all over the world. So I want to kind of tell our audience, maybe this is the first time they've heard you, reset a little bit, and just tell them a little bit about Online Trading Academy.
Sure, of course, Scott. We're a world leader in financial education. We've got more than 50 campuses, 50 bricks and mortar campuses all over the world, including a beautiful bricks and mortar campus right here in Denver, where we teach people a highly precise, patented trading strategy.
And that is one thing, you know, I think when I mention it to people, they go, "Oh, I don't like online stuff." And I'm like, no, that's just the name, Online Trading Academy. But you do have a beautiful campus right over in the Tamarack.
Yeah, sometimes people get confused by that. We're teaching in a bricks and mortar classroom, real hands-on experience for our students. You know, the name is online because we're teaching you how to trade online, basically.
Sure. So you do classes, and we're going to get to that in a minute. But who do you see really coming in for this help? I mean, what walks of life, you know, people coming from?
People that come to our campus, it's as wide a scope. You know, want to talk about diversity. There are people, we've had students as young as 16. We've had people 90 years old come and learn how to do this skill, because it is a skill that we're teaching. And, you know, they're, you know, all men, women, all kinds of jobs. From people that are doctors, people that are lawyers, people that are, you know, doing minimum wage jobs, people that are electricians, all kinds of things, anyone you can imagine.
Right. Again, it's Online Trading Academy. You can check out their website, tradingacademy.com. And, you know, well, we have a lot of great, you know, partners on our show, friends of our show, and I tell you, John, we have heard over all the years, I mean, since 2000, about 10 or 11, we started doing things with Online Trading Academy, and we have never, ever, ever had one call where somebody was unhappy, and we've had a lot of people go through there.
Yeah, and we really pride ourselves on caring for our students and helping them achieve their goals, and, you know, trading, like I said, it's a means to an end. We're helping people really, you know, achieve things in their life that they've wanted to and maybe not had in the past a way to make those things happen.
Right. And I'm sure a lot of your clients, I mean, probably have worked with financial, quote, planners in the past and doing things, but they're just not seeing anything but the fees go out the door.
Yeah, and that's one of the big things that we talk about is if you're in traditional investment, unless you've got a really, and there are some good advisors out
there.
Sure, but a lot of folks are paying very high fees. They may be paying a fee to the mutual fund, and they may be paying a fee to an advisor. And before you know it, they're given a significant portion of their gains that they don't get to realize them for themselves.
Right. So who would you say, hey, if you're listening to this show, here's a few things that if you fit these qualifications, you should give us a call.
You know, if you're someone that's wants to make more money with less risk, I don't care if you've got if you're in mutual funds or with 401k or with a financial advisor, if you want to make more money with less risk, you should give us a call. Or maybe you're somebody that's never really thought about investing and trading and wanted to see if it's something that could have a meaningful impact in your life, you should give us a call and check it out. We've got a free class, kind of show you what it's about, show you how the market really works, show you how we anticipate price movements. We never predict them. We anticipate them.
Right.
And a very, very careful distinction. And really kind of show them the process.
Sure. So you mentioned a class, and this is about a three and a half hour class that you offer to people. And again, I've always respected how you do this. Most people charge for classes. Hey, if you don't like it, sorry. But you know what? You say, hey, we want you to come. get to know us, see what we're all about, and see if it's for you, because you've readily admitted all the time, hey, it's not for everybody, but it can be a great help to many folks.
Yeah, and it really depends on the person, but it's come check it out, see if it's something that might benefit you, and if it is, then we can talk more about that. But it's a, you know, there are so many people, Scott, that I talk to that are they feel stuck and financially stuck and mm-hmm. frustrated. They're not getting ahead. They're not moving the needle in the direction. You know, frankly, I mean, last month we gave back a whole year's worth of gains in
sure.
one month.
Right.
And so people are losing that time, and we've got a lot of volatility out there. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know how to deal with it, you need to learn how to deal with it, because we're going to see a lot of it going forward.
Right. John Hinkler is our guest. Once again, it's Online Trading Academy. And here's the deal, and John has been kind enough to offer this class for us again on this segment. And here's what basically, you can learn how to trade, invest, protect, and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. This is a half-day class on investing for long-term wealth and trading for short-term income. The value of the course is around $500, but John's kind enough to waive that tuition for callers from Haystack Help. So seating is limited, so we do need you to call. Just reserve your spot. But if you'll call 866-816-1918, that's 866-816-1918. Tell me you heard John on Haystack Help. They will reserve you a spot and go through the dates with you that are available for these classes. And again, you can visit their website, tradingacademy.com. Now, a lot of people say, okay, you know, are these people teaching us just, you know, people that like finances, or have they been through this stuff? And, you know, most of your people that, you know, we've talked about through the years, they started out by going to this exact class you're giving away.
Yeah, you know, you're talking to our instructor,
yes,
Scott?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's funny. In the early days of the Academy, and we've been around more than 20 years, in the early days there were people had similar background that I have. I came from the trading floor. Initially, that's where most of our instructors came from. Over the last several years, most of our instructors have been successful students who loved the way it impacted their life. They love being part of the community, and were kind of, you know, kind of compelled. They felt drawn to teach others. So our successful students have become instructors. We've had, you know, quite a number in Denver, actually, that have
sure.
gone on to teach all over the world.
I was looking on your website, and here's just a couple of quick nose testimonials that people were glad to give for you. It says, if you're looking for financial freedom, Online Trading Academy has the tools to let you achieve it. And that's from Dustin Height. And here's another one. Through Online Trading Academy, I have the knowledge and support I need to be a successful trader for the rest of my life. Thank you, Online Trading Academy. That's from Dwayne Strickler. And then one more. Online Trading Academy gives you the skills to succeed in all markets. Their strategy is applicable to every asset class, and the instructors aptly teach how to apply the concepts. This is a life-changing investment and well worth the price. And again, this is a free class. About three and a half hours that John is, you know, certainly willing to give you just to let you come in and get to know them. And you got to love the term patented methods. Hey, anything that's patented method, I need.
There you go. You know, that speaks volumes about what we've done. We're patented, and it's a very unique way of looking at the market, and rule-based, step-by-step rule-based method that we teach.
Does it shock you now from when you started to look at today of just how everything's changed?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, when I first got started, Scott, you know, it was an analog world.
Right.
You needed to be in a financial center. You needed to get the best prices, to have the best opportunity to make money in the markets. You needed to actually be on a physical exchange. You had to be present there. That meant living in New York, London, or Chicago. Nowadays, it's all electronic trading, and what that really means is it's a wide open platform. You can be anywhere in the world, and we have students. I mean, right here in Denver, we've had students that came as far away as Australia. We've got a number of students in Australia. We've got students that live in Hawaii. We've got students that we've got one student that lives in Barcelona. We've got students
wow.
that live in Caribbean islands. You can be anywhere in the world. We've got lots of students that live up, you know, in the mountains in Winter Park and Aspen.
Sure.
In those areas, you can live anywhere and do this now. So it's really amazing time for investors and people that want to trade in the market.
Well, give them a call. It's 866-816-1918. Again, this is a great class. It's a half-day class, and you are going to learn a lot from it. And, you know, I have several people, actually, they're really good friends of mine that have done this class and have really, really enjoyed it. And it is absolutely free. It's a $500 value, and it's absolutely free to you. All you got to do is call 866-816-1918. 866-816-1918. So putting your forecasting cap on now, here's what I think with people, John, and I, real quick, got a couple minutes left, but I mean, everybody's pretty much, you know, just very scared to death of what's going on. And you look at, hey, those of us that are 55 plus, I mean, time is passing very quickly. Another year is behind us, and man, retirement's coming. And, you know, if you're not doing too well on your own and you looked at the first of the year, and a lot of people have financial goals at the first of the year, this may be the time to make that change and come to this class.
You know, I always tell people, this may not be right for you, but it does make sense to take a look at it and see. I mean, it doesn't cost anything. See if this is something that could positively impact your financial situation. And you know, there's also a myth, Scott, that you need a lot of money to mm-hmm. get started in this. And you do need some. You know, you can't start with zero. You have to have a little bit of working capital. But you don't need $100,000. You don't need $50,000. You know, if somebody's, you know, got $5,000, they could definitely look at doing something like this and get started. You know, you build up over time.
Good deal. John, always great to see you. And thanks again for offering this class for our listeners.
My pleasure.
All right, learn how to trade, invest, protect, and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. It's a half-day class, absolutely free. All you have to do is call 866-816-1918. Seating is limited, so call now. You can visit their website for more information, onlinetradingacademy.com. We want to thank all of our guests today, and most of all, thank you for joining us for Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.